Hello, hello. This is Kinnack coming back for the October Twilight Heroes podcast. We are ready to wrap up the crafting contest, which went absolutely fabulously, if I can give a little bit of a spoiler. Sorry if that was a spoiler, just, you know, rewind the audio about 30 seconds and then assume that I said spoiler warning first. And we'll be answering some questions and also be making a bit of an announcement at the end, if I remember. So, let's go ahead and get started. Let's talk about the contest first. So, out of the entries, and we did have a lot of really good entries, some of which were just all around completely awesome, some of which were good ideas that ended up being a lot of work, not in the sense that I had to, you know, rewrite them or anything, but it's just like, oh, that's going to take me like a couple hours of coding to make work, but it's pretty cool, so I guess I'd better do it. Two things that were just quick and easy and fun and stuff that totally should have been in the game already. So, for our winners that you should be able to actually craft in-game right now. We have Islada with the improvised grapnel. We have Aaron with the classifieds. We have Staunch with both the mellow submarine and the cheerleader sidekick. There's obviously an intermediate item step there, but you can craft the item that grants you that sidekick. Penguin Pyro for Eye on the Prize, which makes me giggle way more than it probably should. Have X-Kip with the Ion Flask, or Yon Flask as it might be, which also made me giggle entirely too many times as I was going through. Sanjuro, we have the Beady-Eyed Robot, beady, and the Fragrant Fowl, which hopefully will not end up being any use during the upcoming World Series. And lastly, we have Leopard with Sophocles Bifocals, or Sophocles Bifocles, as I think the appropriate pronunciation would be. So we've got some great new items in the game. There's actually a bunch of interesting related content for them, like obviously, you know, sidekick, companion, and then some other stuff that's maybe a little bit better buried. So, hopefully you get to play with the new items, have some fun with them. I'll be getting out the prizes to the winners probably right after this podcast, unless something goes weird, but certainly in the next couple of days. All right. Well, thanks everyone very much for participating in that contest. It's something that ends up actually taking a lot of my time, but I think it's worth it. We get some new ideas in there. I did notice that there were another couple of suggestions in the good ideas thread. I didn't want to think about them too much and, you know, get tempted to violate the sanctity of the contest, as it were. But I would not be surprised to see some other things, you know, sort of slowly trickle in. I'll try to be a little more responsive to that outside of contests, but can't make huge promises. And the less responsive I am outside, the more convincing the case is to make me do contests. So you kind of win either way. All right. Let's dive into some questions. We've got Patagones. What are you working on at the moment? What are the next big developments? Well, as far as Twilight Heroes stuff goes, I am working on, I guess I just finished a big project, which was getting combat text for all of the enemies, which has been, you know, stalking my steps since I took over years ago. I've really been wanting to get, you know, I mean, when push comes to shove, I think a lot of the strength of Twilight Heroes, both before and hopefully after I took over, is in, you know, the writing and the jokes and the references, and having huge swaths of the game just not have those, or have, you know, just like the opening bit was something that I'd been meaning to fix for a long time. So that should be done. So if there's any enemy actually that anyone gets now that, you know, gives you the basic, you know, this enemy attacks, boring old message, or doesn't have intro text, stuff like that, I guess is missing text places you'd expect enemies to have text, go ahead and, I mean, either message me in-game or send in a bug report. They'll both get to me either way, and I will get that sorted up so that we can get, you know, mandatory humor. All humor is mandatory for villains now, so hopefully they will live up to our expectations of them. As far as what's coming up next, I'm waffling a little bit. There's a new approach that I've been taking as far as, like, time management and sort of release scheduling, which sounds super boring, but the upshot is that stuff has been getting out for both Metroplex City and Twilight Heroes. I've been sort of doing more smaller releases, not worrying about releasing everything at once, and it's like, okay, so maybe doing, you know, one chunk of this a week for, you know, a couple of months will be fine. You know, it's not going to be a big problem. It won't be the end of the world. Because what ends up happening is, even if, you know, there's, I'm not sure how long all it took to do all of the text, but it was like, you know, probably, you know, on the order of 2 or 3 months. But that had been sitting as something that I'd wanted to do for years, because it would have taken actually a lot of additional work to do it all at once, to have, like, the big, like, bam, everything has text now, which would have been cool, but I think that's sort of letting the perfect be the enemy of the good, you know? So anyway, so I've got, with that in mind, the fact that we're going to be sort of trickling things out, the two big things that I'm thinking about working on right now, and if anybody's really excited about either of these, feel free to, I mean, this is not a democracy, but feel free to let me know, and, you know, if it's overwhelming one way or another, you know, it won't be too hard to sway my opinion on what to do next. Thinking about doing the Mad Scientist quest, which is the quest that comes after the Brute quest. There's actually a fair amount of it that is done, but what would probably happen is you'd get sort of like the intro to the quest 1 week, and then each area within the quest, and there are a lot of areas in this quest, on the order of 9, I think. Yeah, give or take. There'd probably, so it would end up being, assuming we did stick it 1 week, it would take a couple of months to get everything out. But over the course of that couple of months, you know, you'd have some new content to explore every week, and at the end, you'd have, you know, the ability to take on the Mad Scientist and provide the proverbial beatdown. The other option is PvP. I've not been particularly satisfied with the PvP system that we have in place. It's interesting to have this sort of, like, side mini-game thing, but I don't think that it really works as PvP. And I don't necessarily think that PvP has to be like Metroplexity has it, or like, you know, World of Warcraft has it, or whatever, where it's actually necessarily combat between players. I think that there are other ways to sort of have that just very competition-focused content. And I think in Twilight Heroes, that's more where we should probably be going, because, I mean, obviously you do get the crossovers where everybody's punching everybody, you know, Civil War event and so forth. And it's possible there might be something like that in the future, but I think for the time being, we're looking more at a sort of more along the lines of almost a race, like a daily sort of thing that you can do. Get a couple little rewards for just finishing, but then also have a leaderboard with additional prizes for, you know, getting in first. So that is potentially also pretty cool. The way that that would probably show up is there would be it would be introduced, like, sort of the system as a whole, which might take a little bit. There might be a while with some radio silence. Hopefully not. I do actually have a chunk of that coding done of what I would consider the hard part. But, yeah, who knows? It's larger than... It's a decent-sized chunk that still needs to be done to make it functional at all, you know? But once that's done, the way that I have it sort of planned out, it's very modular, so it's sort of like events within it almost. And those we can just add those to the pool and add those and add those and add those until I'm just sick of adding them, I guess. The way that that's designed, it should let us really have our cake and eat it too, as far as when it's getting rolled out. But also, as I go on, there'll probably be additional rewards added in and stuff. We'll probably start with a very sparse sort of assortment of rewards, and then hopefully more of that going forward. So anyway, if you're interested in seeing Mad Scientist stuff be the next big project, definitely let me know. If you're interested in sort of PvP I'm talking about be the next big project, definitely let me know. It'll probably be sort of one and then the other. And if, you know, unless something, you know, just amazing comes out and knocks my socks off. But those have been the plans for a while, and I'm just sort of getting properly moving on them now, so... which is why there's already a lot of stuff for, like, the Mad Scientist. Like, it's not been... It's actually something that's sporadically been on the front burner. It just takes a very long... There's a lot of content there, and the longer I work on something without releasing it, sort of the slower it gets, and the less excited about it I am. So that's why we're hopefully going to be breaking things apart in the future. That's sort of where we're at with those. Saw that there is now an heirloom item we can put on League display for more prestige. Is that the extent retcon benefits for a League, or is there more in the planning? Yeah, there's definitely going to be more for that. Some of it is going to... there's a lot of stuff that I want to tie into Leagues and add to Leagues. I'd like to make a bunch of more League bosses. I'd like to add some more things that you can actually purchase from the vault. Stuff like that. Nothing is really on a front burner right now, but definitely there will be going forward more ways for retcons and Leagues to interact with each other. I think that way is a really cool one, but it definitely isn't going to be the only one. Some questions from Dark Zumi. Is there any possibility of a one-time crossover mini-quest with NPCs from Metroplexity? For all we superhero knows, it could be a neighboring town. There's a very different tone, for the most part, between the two. There's a few times when Twilight Heroes can get pretty dark. I mean, there's the Lovecraft zones, which can get darkish. And then, of course, there's the event that precipitates retcons, which I'm always sort of like, wow, that is, like, I don't know, compared to the rest of the game, it's like Bambi's mom dying sort of thing. It's like, light, funny superhero game, you know, couple of, you know, maybe darkish elements, and then it's just like... Ooh, right in the gut. Which, there are arguments for it against that, but Metroplexity is sort of always that dark. So the tone's a bit mismatched. That said, I mean, I do own, you know, sort of both of them, like, as far as intellectual property goes. So, if there were going to be a crossover from somewhere, that would be very likely, unless, you know, we get approached by some fabulous webcomic authors or something. I wouldn't expect to see that in the near future. It's possible I'll be going along at some point and be like, wait, I have the best idea! And then I'll have to go do it. But I have not had that best idea yet. When Sumi flexes his muscles of over 40,000 strength at enemies, do they begin to sweat in terror of their upcoming beatdown? Well, it's sort of like perspiring in that the walls are perspiring after they just explode from the sheer awesomeness that they are being confronted with. So, little column A, little column B, so they're not really perspiring because there's not, like, large enough fractions of them left to perspire, but everything around them is now perspiring, so it kind of works out. A lot of games have Christmas time seasonal quests or special events. Any Terrence Tide Heroes could do something like that. I have very mixed feelings about those sorts of things. As a player, I love limited time events. As a designer, I love limited time events. As a developer, I kind of hate limited time events. And it's one of those things, I think there's a lot to be said for them. Like, they're a really great way to sort of, you know, get everybody together, working, you know, for or against this big cause. Lot going on, and there's this limited time events in a game like Twilight Heroes. There's no, like, you don't really lose, and limited time events actually, I mean, you can lose, right? Like, you can basically get timed out of it, which is part of the reason the League bosses work the way they do. It's like, if you can't save the city, we're obviously not going to destroy the city in any sort of, you know, permanent way. You don't, like, lose your league fight and go all Mad Max or anything, but if you can't save the city, then at the very least you're not going to get the rewards for it. Presumably some other heroes swoop in and take care of it for you. But it's very much like the time event you had. It was really important to choose how you went about, you know, which areas you were going to explore, what items you wanted out of the array that were available to you, stuff like that. So that's all really cool, and I really like that. The but, though, is unless I am in a position where we are regularly getting permanent content into the game, like a good quantity of permanent content. And I think we've been around there. I'd like to have more of that be, you know, like, the text stuff is a little not concrete, almost. It's not like, you know, items you can pick up and stuff. But if we're at a good point with that, and I think we can maintain that while also having an event, I'd be all for it. But if there's going to be a trade, I feel like where we're at now, the thumb sort of needs to be on the side of the scales with permanent content. That's what I would expect going forward. If the permanent content train really gets going, we'll start talking a little bit more again about more complicated temporary events. And some questions from Sanjuro. What have you been working on to promote the game and bring in new players? Actually, the announcement is slightly related to that. As far as advertising type stuff, that completely dried up over the summer, just for completely monetary reasons. We went from having extra cash that we could spend on advertising to not really having enough cash to pay me. Which isn't to say that I'm starving or anything quite yet, but there are some bills that are accruing that I would really rather weren't doing that. And hopefully, you know, October, November, December are usually actually a lot better for us. So it's largely a seasonal thing. Just during the summer, everybody's outside enjoying the outside, which I do not blame them for at all. I did a lot of enjoying the outside myself. But then, you know, once people are settled back in school, once people are stuck inside, you know, for 3 months looking for something fun to do, we end up seeing just a lot more people active and therefore a lot more donations. But yeah, at the moment, advertising is on hold because there's not money to do it. And other than that, there's just been a little bit here and there of social media outreach, physical ads to the extent that I can distribute those without just, like, carpet bombing my neighborhood. And, yeah, that's sort of where we're at. What effect would a Trump presidency have on the game's finances? Are you planning to gold-plate the game's servers to make them resemble a Trump hotel? Actually, I think it's really funny that we have Trump rising to prominence again, or rising to more prominence than he ever has before, might be a better way to say that, because Michael Ace is very clearly Donald Trump. And it's sort of like, it's like, well, like, it would be as though, you know, DC had based, like, Lex Luthor on a specific person, and now that person was running for president. I'm trying to think. Can't come up with a lot of... The only actual comic character I can come up with that was based on a real person is the Ultimate Nick Fury, who is obviously Samuel L. Jackson. But, yeah, it's a little weird to see him, like... It's like, oh, yeah, this, you know, crazy supervillain guy might be, you know, the next leader of the free world, as they say. Thank you for your hard work so far. Well, you are very welcome. I hope to continue it, and I think that we've got some good stuff going forward. Oh, and the baseball teams I had badmouthed last time made it to the playoffs. I'm tempted to do the same thing next season, but it will be an even-numbered year, so it means the Giants will win again. Also, I read somewhere that Back to the Future predicted the Cubs would win in the 2015 World Series. That would be nice, the Cubs winning. I mean, I grew up in Wisconsin, in sort of the northern part. So, in theory, we were supposed to be Brewers fans, I guess, because of Milwaukee. But there were a lot of Cubs fans where I grew up, and they were just sort of a sad and desolate people. And I would be very happy for them if the Cubs won. I was sort of supposed to be a Cubs fan when I grew up, but that's not really how it played out. I mean, if I'm going to root for a baseball team, I guess it's the Cubs, so there's that. But it's sort of like if I'm going to root for a American football team, it's going to be the Packers. But, yeah, I'm not very involved in turn-based sports, if that makes sense. Like, if you're talking about video games, or really anything where, like, I'm participating, turn-based is great. I just don't like watching turn-based games. So whether that means, even like Let's Plays a lot of the time. I don't like turn-based games as much. Which is kind of funny, because I've been doing a Let's Play of Elder Sign, which is completely turn-based Elder Sign Omens. But that's not here nor there. But I like playing turn-based games. But as far as watching, I prefer something with a little more continuous action. Which is to say, I would rather watch soccer, hockey, volleyball, which is sort of like a weird hybrid. Even tennis, if their scores made sense. The weather last summer was crazy hot, so I was a little surprised we didn't have a Dog Days event. I was hoping to see if the dog was compatible with the Sidekick Companion revamp. By the way, was the coding for the dog the basis of the Sidekick Companion revamp? That's a good question. It definitely was. There was some thought there. The way that the dog is set up now, it would actually be in effectively a third slot. The reason that there actually wasn't a Dog Days event is that I want to revamp it to make it a little more meaty, with some sort of, you know, some monsters you can fight, some companions you can get, like, very, obviously, dog and fire-themed setup, but it just didn't end up happening this summer in time for any of the Dog Days, so perhaps next year. It's, like, mechanics-wise, it's not actually one of my favorite events, but just because there isn't actually really a lot going on. But the sort of time in the year it takes place, which sounds kind of dumb, but the vast majority of our holidays are sort of fall and winter, and you get this just, like, huge swath between, you know, Valentine's Day, basically, and, like, I mean, my birthday, if you count that, but, like, Halloween, maybe? So, yeah, it's nice to have that time period, but also just because it's, just by the name, it's a multi-day holiday, which we don't really do a lot of. So, yeah, I would like to revive that, but in a little more robust form. Hopefully, hopefully next year. But, of course, if I go through all of the work and then it doesn't get hot, I'll feel very dumb. But I think global warming's on our side for that one, so we should be pretty good. I might check Farmer's Almanac, actually, for next year, and when that comes out, if it isn't out already, and see what they expect our summer to be like. All right. Well, we are wrapped up with questions. So there's an announcement that I wanted to mention. Those of you who are on the forums have probably noticed that Earthmordium is retiring to just because of spending time with work and so forth. And he's been giving away a lot of stuff, you know, selling cheap items in the mall, giving out the money that he gets from that. What may be less widely known is that Earthmordium is in possession, or I guess was in possession of a ridiculous quantity of items of the month, especially for someone who joined the game so recently. And we had a bit of a conversation, because he's always been really interested in the game reaching out to more players, getting some new folks in, that he would like those items. It's like, don't quote me on the exact number, but it's like I have to scroll to see the whole list. There are a lot of friggin' items here. He would like those items to be actually given out in a monthly raffle for folks who are bringing in new players. And that's... I've been reluctant in the past to hand out rewards for that for a variety of reasons, but there comes a point where when someone makes a gesture that sincere, like you gotta, right? Like you just like, yeah, I have some, like I don't really, but yeah, I mean you just have to. So, what is probably going to be happening, and I'll have official stuff coming out hopefully in the next couple of days, I'm planning on releasing a page that's like, if you can't donate, how can you help out the game? Because people have been asking and talking about that a lot past few weeks. Anyway, hopefully in there. In the next couple of days, I'll be getting the actual details, but the basic outline is if you get a new player into the game, have them, as of, We might start as soon as it gets posted. Might wait for November 1st just so stuff lines up. I guess if you wanted to start now, I guess I wouldn't totally freak out. Basically, when you get a new player into the game, have them actually shoot me a message in game, and what I will do is give them shoot me a message with, you know, how they got to the game. And really, even if they're not someone that you recruited, if you just see them in chat or whatever, feel free to send them to me, because I would like to send them some sort of gift. I haven't decided exactly what yet, but, you know, just some, you know, some caffeine or sugar or some buff items or what have you. Something to, you know, smooth the process as they start moving along. But also, if they're like, oh, you know, Sanjiro totally sent me, I'll also put your name down for the raffle. And if this is phenomenally successful, we might end up sending out 2 or 3 items a month. I'm only planning on doing one, but at that rate, we're talking about several years worth of items, some of which are pretty intense, like 3 heroes capes, some more recent stuff. Oh, a highly implausible script, which I just love. I'm not sure if it's actually the most, like, requested or valued one. Recyclinizer. All these sorts of things that are just like, wow, okay, like, that's some pretty serious stuff to be thrown around. And that's the kind of stuff Orphimordium would like me to throw around, on the behest of, the players in the game. Who are doing the most to get new folks in. So, that's the plan. I will figure out when we're going to officially start that and what I'm actually going to give out. This is sort of, obviously, a little ad hoc, but I wanted to wait until after the crafting contest is over to start talking about it so we didn't, you know, get our contests twisted, as it were. So yeah, that's gonna be, fucking awesome. So, if you do see Orphimordium around, be sure to, you know, give him a high five if you want to see, you know, rewards like that in the game. That is entirely his fault. So that's what we're looking at going forward. So that's another thing on my plate as far as stuff that'll be starting up soon, but that should continue on for quite a while. And I am planning on handling it manually. If I don't like the ways to handle that automatically. It ends up with I guess even if I would like to be able to provide the personal touch for the new players, and I would like to not have it be something where we get this overwhelming rush of bad data, and I have to try and sort through it, because it's actually, at the end of the day, probably just going to be easier to do it all manually. So, anyway. So, yeah, let's see. That's the... we got... awesome crafting contest. We have the vanquishing of blank enemy combat text, which I don't know if you care out there in the void, but holy shit, that was bothering me for a long time. So I am personally incredibly glad that that's done. Answered some questions, including one of the answers being this this whole thing going on with Earthmordium. So, yeah, lots of exciting stuff going on, actually, and I guess the big question going forward is, tell me if you have a strong opinion, Mad Scientist or PvP. I think people will like the PvP system. It will be the thing that I was not 100% on board with the old one is just how disconnected it is from the rest of the game. And this one is very much the opposite. So, I don't look at the old PvP system and say, well, I like that or I don't like that. I should like or not like the new one, because there's a very different set of possibilities there. But anyway, if you're really excited about Mad Scientist, you're really excited about new PvP options, let me know. Actually, if this helps the new PvP system, will actually be a little bit reminiscent of something like a daily run with, like, if you're familiar with, like, Spelunky, or I guess the new Binding of Isaac will have them too. It's more of an indie game thing still. But where everyone will have the same set of challenges, and it's just a question of, you know, how well you're able to complete them, and those challenges will range from, range where they are, what sort of stuff you need to get through them, but those will be very much baked in to the rest of the game, rather than really cordoned off in their own area, obviously, if you don't want anything to do with it, you just won't get those challenges. You can just ignore it and move on with your life. The PvP part of that is less of a punching each other in the face, as enjoyable as that may be, and more of a head-to-head competition at Twilight Heroes, which I think is very appropriate for the type of game we have here and for sort of the genre. But anyway, I've let myself sidetrack myself enough times. So let me know, PvP, Mad Scientist, if you don't have a strong opinion either way, feel free to not let me know, I guess. And I will hopefully be blazing forward some cool new stuff over the coming weeks and months. Thank you all very much for playing and for listening to me ramble on and for donating. As I said before, finances are not always amazing, so your donations do really count and take a lot of weight off of my shoulders. And I appreciate everything that you all do for the game, from the donations to talking the game up to your friends to just playing and finding bugs for us. So thank you all very much, and I will see you next time.